The content found on thebestdayever.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such, because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
All right. Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here once again with Truth Calkins, our resident herbal expert and nutritionist expert, who is here today to talk about turmeric, one of those amazing health nutritional spices that we can introduce into part of our daily regimen and put it into our smoothies and use it in different ways. Truth, you're here today to talk about turmeric in general and some of the health properties of turmeric. Let's start from the beginning. For the beginner who just knows turmeric as a spice, let's go a little bit deeper and talk about turmeric as like a health tonic slash medicinal substance.
Well, this is a great herb, Lucian, to talk about. This is a really rich herb, and I knew that because of my years working at Air One with some of the other top supercritical Western herbal companies. I didn't really get into turmeric right away because of Chinese herbs and other things. But when some of these top companies out there that sell some of our main products at the store, when their reps started coming in and they got to know me because I'd been there so long, they were really being forthright, giving me some amazing research, and I started going, wow, this is an incredible herb, and I started taking it regularly. And it is, I think, one of the most intensely researched, super-duper modern herbs in the Western realm. I consider it a Western herb, but really it does go back into Ayurvedic and Chinese herbal use. But I never really considered it like a tonic herb. But the health benefits of it are so massive, and the research backing it up, the science behind it on so many other areas. And it just seems so so beneficial for what everyone is dealing with today in modern times. Yet this root's been around forever. It was called Indian saffron in medieval times, and it just goes back forever. It's an amazing herb. But basically, it's a member of the ginger family. It's kind of like, I call it super ginger. And you can find it in some health food stores. It'll look like a ginger root crossed with a carrot because it's kind of got ginger rhizome outer appearance and shape to some degree, but it's definitely the color of a carrot. It's spicy like ginger. And I had a drink called See You in the Next Dimension that I did, I don't know, 4 or 5 conferences ago. And I used that David Jubb technique where you put a tablespoon of goji berries or dried fruit, I would use goji berries, and a little coconut oil and a little lecithin powder. And then I would chop up the fresh ginger root into slices and throw it in there and just put a little tiny bit of warm tea, warm ganastemma, or warm water, just 2 ounces, and blend that in the bottom of the blender by itself to make a jelly jam. And a tablespoon of honey he would use. But if I was doing more BED, I'd skip the honey. But that makes a really nice gel, and then you could throw in frozen fruit and some more liquid, or you could throw in vegetables, or you could throw in anything to make a smoothie. The turmeric works really great. I also just love that, you know, a half teaspoon of the turmeric powder in a cup of ganastemma tea, warm, 2 tablespoons goji berries, 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. Just coconut oil, goji berries, turmeric powder, hot tea, blended up. Fantastic. And I gotta say, Lucian, I've been getting access to more and more of the Longevity Warehouse extracts, and the quality of the extracts today, the technology, it's just amazing. When I started getting into all this stuff, I never had extracts of that potency. Really, really powerful. The turmeric from Longevity Warehouse is really, really potent, that powder. But I want to talk about the herb. I think if you know about turmeric, you know. Maybe there's a few things I'll mention here you don't know. But if you're interested in your health, this is like, it's an herb you cannot miss. You just cannot miss. Number one, the liver function. It's famous as a cardiovascular and a liver tonic. It is famous as a natural sort of antibiotic. It does help fight fungal infections, bacterial infections. The essential oils are really, really good that are in there. It's about 5%. And 5% of an antioxidant, a polyphenol, called curcumin, which is pretty famous in the whole life extension, anti-aging world and everything. Because this polyphenol, it's quite high in curcumin, which also gives it the color that you see in curry powder, the turmeric being such a bright orange is curcumin. This polyphenol is a telomerase inhibitor. Okay, it's a powerful antioxidant. It turns off nuclear factor kappa B. Now, those of you that may have heard or will be buying the DVDs later of Ron Teagarden talking at the last longevity conference, I think he's really big into nuclear factor kappa B, which is a gene expression that turns on, apparently, that is part of the process with every known modern disease today. And there's only a handful of the most super antioxidant, anti-aging herbs or superfoods on the planet today that seem to have this ability to turn off nuclear factor kappa B and stop these sort of gene mutation expressions and really just have such a remarkable benefit to protect us from the most deadly things that are out there today, especially for those that are just not aware with other aspects of their lifestyle. The curcumin is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. I think the most powerful aspect of turmeric is definitely the curcuminoids, which are they're really the one of the top king antioxidant anti-aging super antioxidants that are out there today. It's being studied because of the telomerase inhibiting effect. It's a COX-2 inhibitor. It's a glutathione production booster from the liver, which is our major antioxidant enzyme that we produce endogenously. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory. It turns off nuclear factor kappa B, which is a gene pathway mutation that's involved in most of the serious disorders that are out there today. And there's really only a handful of really special substances out there today from nature, like resveratrol or curcumin that are in this category that can do this. And turmeric is very safe. It's very gentle. And there's other things. It's a superfood. It has other compounds that are antibacterial and antifungal. And it has just really across the board in the body. We can start with the brain, what it does to help the brain, heart, cardiovascular system, liver, colon, entire immune system for defense, and then used regularly as an anti-aging substance. It's really top up there. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, which is a really exciting thing. It helps the brain increase its production of bilirubin, which is a potent antioxidant that helps protect the brain and the neurons in the brain from damage from free radical stress. That's a really important thing today because the high activity lifestyle, we have so many activating neurotransmitters that we pump because we just have a lot more excitement possibilities in the modern world. Glutamate firing, dopamine, stress levels, just higher input level to the senses, to the brain. More information, more action movies, more music, more everything in the modern world that we love, that we can get so much input. And this is an antioxidant that protects your brain from aging. And that's why the studies are, showing all the benefits for people with Alzheimer's or brain degenerative disorders. Now on a cardiovascular level, it's amazing because it can actually dissolve plaque and it can prevent cholesterol from oxidizing. It can lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol. It does have a lot of B6 in it, which is a methylator. So that lowers homocysteine. And homocysteine, Lucian, is actually another contributing factor in heart disease today, which is like the number one killer. And I didn't mention that in our interview on coconut oil and heart health. But homocysteine is a poison that comes from methionine, from an amino acid. And if you don't have enough methyl donors like B12 and B6 and folate, you can't methylate and convert back down the homocysteine. And if it gets too high, it's a free radical damager and it's an ager and it really does damage the cardiovascular system. And turmeric helps lower this process. It's a COX-2 inhibitor, so that's really powerful as an anti-inflammatory for oxidated lipids that can damage cardiovascular health. It elevates glutathione production in the liver. Okay, this is huge. It's a great liver tonic. I mean, they would use it in Ayurvedic herbalism going way back for jaundice or other liver things. But you can take it daily as a tonic, even if your liver's in great shape, especially if you're, you know, if you're an adult or older. Because as you get older, your liver just loses Jing naturally, and it doesn't produce as much SOD, and it doesn't produce as much glutathione. And the glutathione is it's the most important beneficial liver enzyme that we produce abundantly when we're young. And that is an antioxidant that goes throughout the whole body endogenously. And it is very powerful at protecting us from free radical damage. If, you know, that's why when we're young, we feel like we can assault our bodies with a lot more stuff and just clean up so fast, and it doesn't seem to phase us because our antioxidant production is so high. But you can boost it several times naturally just with turmeric use in adults. It has great anti-inflammatory aspects, I think, for the prostate. I think it's a great preventative and tonic for the prostate. They're finding combinations of turmeric with crucifers, like cruciferous vegetables, like cauliflower, broccoli, which has, you know, the N-3-carbonyl, or the DIM, the diindolmethane. Using those crucifers with turmeric has very, very potent beneficial effects on the prostate. Now, turmeric for the bowels is just amazing. I really didn't know how amazing this is as a colon herb. I really would have took more in the early candida years, but I really recommend people who are dealing with bowel inflammatory disorders, which is so common in the modern world today. It's so common with people with candida and with, you know, IBS and digestive problems or spastic colon. And people don't know whether or not they fall under this category and have that label. They just know that they live with, you know, mild to moderate colon issues, and they can tell because they know how they go to the bathroom and they know how their colon behaves. And the cells turn over very rapidly in the colon. That's why there's an intestinal crypt that produces stem cells, because we're shedding off and growing new colon layers very constantly. And because the colon in today's modern lifestyle and modern diet is an area of so much free radical potential with our bad food combination and our high sugar consumption and our use of antibiotics and things that lower up the good bacteria, basically our lack of beneficial bacteria, even in children born today, because of the modern processed diet and the breastfeeding and the lack of cultured foods and all of these things that I've learned through the body ecology diet system. But the free radical levels in modern man's colon today is massive. And so as cells are turning over so quickly in the colon, the possibility for these free radicals to get inside the cell and change the DNA and mutate DNA is very high. And that's why colon disorders are pretty severe, and they're pretty serious. And just adding even a little bit of turmeric, just a quarter teaspoon, even an eighth of a teaspoon maybe, on cooked quinoa or steamed vegetables. I used to sprinkle turmeric on steamed broccoli and carrots and squash and onion, leeks, garlic, with a little bit of coconut oil and lesser than granules on top to melt, just like butter. Tastes amazing. You don't need that much turmeric powder on a daily basis, like the amount that's in a curry dish. If you make your own healthy curry dish, you know, maybe use a gluten-free grain and organic vegetables. You stir fry with coconut oil, and you can add your curry powder, and you can make a really good dish. Keep the carbs maybe at a lower ratio and up the vegetables. As opposed to 80% white rice and 10% vegetables, you might do more like 50% organic vegetables or 60, and the other 50-40% gluten-free grain, and then add in your quinoa and your healthy oils that are heat stable, like coconut, and that is a delicious cooked meal that's in the Indian tradition. But the amount of curry powder that would be in a plate would be enough to on a daily basis to protect modern man's colon from, you know, all the ravages that are out there. It's really pretty amazing. They find combining onions with turmeric, interestingly, it's the quercetin in the onions that really even boosts this colon protective aspect. You could supplement with quercetin, but I prefer to get it from the food. You can, you know, raw onions are great because they're high in a lot of antioxidants. And if you can find ways to chop up raw onions and put them in salads or mix it with other foods so they're not quite so hot, but you can eat it chopped, small, and raw, mixed with food, so it's yummy. And adding turmeric with the onions, turmeric, onions, and crucifers, fantastic combination. But the turmeric is, Lucian, it's really, really, it's like the top Western herb that has a history behind it that's really wonderful, but it's got the modern science now. Seeing how it prevents the telomeres from getting shorter. If you have turmeric in your life daily, in your body, the antioxidant can prevent the free radical damage that gets in and actually makes you lose telomeres faster when you duplicate cells. So they call that a telomere inhibitor, like resveratrol. And the fact that it turns off nuclear factor kappa B and COX-2 inhibitor, glutathione production, lowers homocysteine, lowers oxidized cholesterol, prevents cholesterol from being oxidized, can dissolve plaque over time, and passes the blood-brain barrier, increases antioxidant production endogenously in the brain, bilirubin, not just the antioxidant itself being beneficial to the brain as well, but it increases our production of an antioxidant that will ramp up if there's more inflammation happening in the brain. So it can protect the nervous system and neurological health in the brain, and it can slow down brain aging, which is huge. It's really one of the top superfood antioxidant chemicals, that curcumin, and it's such a nice spicy powder that you can add to so many things and taste so good that you really, if you're into your health, you have to take turmeric every day. You really just find a way to use it because it's amazing.
Truth, what do you think about juicing turmeric? What I usually do when I go to the health food store and I grab, like, you know, cucumber, celery, carrot, apple, and whatever I'm going to put in there, I usually swap between putting ginger in and turmeric. Have you ever juiced turmeric, or what's your feeling about juicing turmeric?
Yeah, just like ginger. It is fantastic. A little bit goes a long way to add to a juice. In fact, my favorite juice is cucumber, celery as a base, because now you have your sodium potassium salts for really good blood chemistry. And then I'll put in just one carrot for a little beta carotene. It's good nutrients across the board, but I don't want much because the sugar. Then I'll put in a stick of turmeric and ginger for the spiciness and the curcuminoids, and then some lemon with the peel so that you get all the bioflavonoids. And that tang of the lemon and the ginger and the turmeric, just a little bit of that added to the base of a clean juice. Phenomenal taste, gives it a little spiciness, improved circulation, but you're getting those curcuminoids and all those, that antioxidant function, and that's a great recipe, great way to do it. You can get fresh turmeric root. You can eat it straight, like a carrot, and believe it or not, it's very, very gentle. It's not nearly as intense as imagining chopping or taking a stick of ginger and just trying to gnaw on it and eat it straight. It's very fibrous, it's very tough, it's very hot and spicy, the ginger. Fresh turmeric roots are milder and gentle. A little bit of that spiciness, a little bit of fiber, but it's softer and gentler, and it's a little juicier, and it's easier to eat, more like a carrot. You can just eat it straight. You could chop it up fine in a salad. You could blend it into a smoothie. The powders, I mean, the high quality, these modern technological extracts that you our guys are selling off the Longevity Warehouse are fantastic. And they store really long, and they maintain their potency. They're fresh instantly as you use it. You can just use an eighth of a teaspoon and sprinkle on warm cooked food or on top of salads. You can put a little bit in a smoothie to spice it up. You can put it in a hot tea. My favorite is goji berries, coconut oil, and turmeric powder blended together in Gynastemma tea. And that's really warming, circulating, yin replenishing, and gives you some calories from the fat. Tastes great as long as you get the dosage right that you like. Another interesting thing with turmeric powder I learned, Lucian, is you can use the powder as a pH tester. If the pH base is below 7.4, the powder will react in the liquid. It'll turn yellow. If the pH base is above 8.6, it'll turn red.
Interesting.
Which is really interesting. But the fresh root has these essential oils. You can get turmeric oil, but the oil is just, if you had a toothache, like, it's amazing to put on as an anti-inflammatory. I think there's just so much inflammation, and like Ron Teagarden calls it, inflammaging, you know, it is such a huge part of the aging process. And because turmeric comes into play at stopping the whole inflammatory breakdown across the board on all of our heavy research with science, being a COX-2 inhibitor, turning off NK, CAPB, a telomerase inhibitor, the cholesterol aspect, as an antioxidant, it's king. It's king. It's just like a godsend to have such an incredible food on the planet that can do so much for human health.
In truth, let me ask you this question. I know we hadn't talked about this before, but have you ever heard of using turmeric as like a topical beauty ointment when mixed with other things, using it as like a facial cream or just topically?
You know, I have, doing some research. I've seen it being used a lot in cosmetics. I've seen it being used a lot as a coloring agent in foods, maybe even a preservative in certain things. But it's more exciting, you see, when you're taking turmeric on a daily basis, what it does onto your insides. And, you know, I've gotten really good over the years at taking my tonics every day, compliance being rule number one. You know, herbs don't do you any good if you don't take them. And tonic herbs have such a long, slow, deep building aspect. It's what they do in 90 days and 140 days and in a couple of years that I've always taken my tonic herbs. And as I learned about turmeric, I get inspired and I take it for a while and then I forget, because I always kind of thought of it as just a Western herb, or it's just sort of nutritive. It's not as special as a tonic. But no, you know, today, really, if you're serious about your health, turmeric is an herb that you should really try to get ingrained into your life, that you consume it somehow every day. You don't have to take a lot of it, but you should take it every day in some form, because of all these different pathways and all these different beneficial effects that it has. It's a super herb.
And I really like what you said about the homocysteine. And we had talked about in our previous interview on heart health how it's really the oxidative damage that causes the scarring in the arteries. And we get those, like, the C-reactive protein, we get the homocysteine up, and next thing we know, we start to have problems. And when I was doing some research for this, I was really surprised at how many medical universities were researching turmeric. And, you know, they do it in different ways, not using humans as, you know, the test material, but just really the amount of interest in turmeric as an anti-inflammatory. And on some of these websites, some of these medical centers, we're using the word anti-cancer, although we can't make that claim at all, and we don't want to make that claim. But if you go online and you check it out, there is a huge amount of research around cancer that's going in now, looking at turmeric as a possibility because of the because of those chemical compounds that you talked about.
Yeah, it's the, you know, it stops the mutations in genes and proteins, mutated proteins. It just has an ability to stop that, and then also consequently the mucus that's produced from those kinds of mutations is dramatically reduced. And, you know, it slows down the calcium getting through the channels that are going to those sites. So you don't get the calcification the same either in those areas where you may have poor gene expression or inflammatory cytokines happening, which is really pretty cool. Another really odd thing off the subject a bit here is that they say you can use turmeric as an ant repellent. Like, you know, where I've lived up here in the hills in Hollywood, there's been some of the places I've lived in have been very prone to ants in the kitchens, and they march in rows and armies. And some of the people I've lived with, it really bugs them, and they've tried different things, even, you know, toxic ant chalk killers that they, you know, get cheap from someplace. And you could try, if you have that kind of an issue where you've got ants invading your kitchen area and it's bothering you, you could try turmeric powder as a repellent. I've never tried it, but I'd love to hear back if anyone has success with that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining us, Truth, and talking about turmeric. And for those people listening, I hope you found some inspiration on how to incorporate turmeric. It's one of the easiest things to get. I mean, I get mine at my health food store. I get the extract from, obviously, our longevity warehouse. I use the extract in the smoothies. I use the whole turmeric in the juicer for juicing. And also, you can chop it up on salads. There's such a great variety of ways to using it. You know, everyone has something they can do, whether it's their salad, their smoothie, their juice, or whatever. You know, we hope people really start to get into turmeric. We have, you know, ginseng and all these other things are really starting to catch the eye of a lot of modern medical establishments are really looking at these things now as possibilities for helping with health in different ways. So I found that to be very interesting.
Yeah. There's going to be more. They're doing a lot more studies that are they're not yet released. A lot of studies on how it is so beneficial in a lot of major disorders today, clinical disorders. So that's exciting. It's being looked at as a real health food. In a serious, more scientific and medical way.